Nolte, President Trump's True Legacy Will Be His Transformative Ideas. By John Nolte on January 21, 2021. Thanks to President Trump, the Republican Party he inherited has been transformed into something infinitely better by way of his ideas and principles. The old Republican Party, the country club party in the sway of warmongering neocons, the Chamber of Commerce, cheap labor, outsourcing, and being suckers for free trade, is dead. The old Republican Party, the white shoe party in sway to big business, opposed to private unions, uninterested in the working class, and eager to lock up every criminal for life, is buried. The old Republican Party, the morons who pray to the god of entitlement reform, who think it's a good idea to do anything other than make sure Social Security and Medicare pays their bills on time, is ash. The old Republican Party, the one full of moral scolds and censors, is gone. The old Republican Party, the one that blindly defends and idolizes the corrupt CIA and FBI, is in the wind. The old Republican Party, the one that blindly supported things like the Patriot Act, has departed. There's no question that Trump's legacy as president, his extraordinary accomplishments in a single term, all while taking withering fire, will stand the test of time. My point is that not since Ronald Reagan has a leader changed the way tens of millions of Americans think in such a profound way. And when I say the Republican Party, I'm not talking about Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. I'm talking about us, we the people, those who call themselves Republicans, but only because that was the party Trump chose to run with. In just 5 years, the Republican Party had become the party of the working class, of backing private unions members. The party fighting for civil liberties and against the suicide of free trade. We're the party standing side by side with legendary labor leader Cesar Chavez to stop illegal immigration. We're the ones opposing endless wars, the corporatizing of America, big mergers, big consolidation, the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex. In just 5 years, we're a whole lot closer to Rand Paul than Dick Cheney. This is an extraordinary change, the reversing of a tide, a total deprogramming of Paul Ryan's entitlement reform cult, of George W. Bush's nation-building cult, of Dick Cheney's foreign intervention cult, of Jerry Falwell's moral majority cult, of George H.W. Bush's globalism cult, of National Review's free trade slash big business slash cheap labor cult. I realize many of you were already there on some of these issues. For example, I've always been wary of big business and big on civil liberties, most especially the rights of the accused. I've always been a live and let live type. What changed is that some 50 to 75 million of us have now seen the light on all or most of these issues, and that's Trump's true legacy. He deprogrammed us from the globalist cuck cult of GOP. It wasn't just Trump's ideas. It was the results. Before the China virus hit, we all saw the results. We stayed out of foreign wars and America didn't collapse. The wealth gap shrunk. Wall Street did well, and so did Main Street. Everyone's wages grew. Everyone got jobs. For decades, the free trade cult warned of rising prices with trade wars and tariffs. Didn't happen. We were told America couldn't be energy exporters. There was no way to stop illegal immigration. That if we didn't worship at the cult of globalism, inflation would kill us. And on and on and on. Who knows where our so-called Republican leaders will take us, or try to take us. Who knows who will rise in 2024 to challenge his fraudulency Joe Biden. Who knows if this person will understand that this is no long Liz and Dick Cheney's GOP. All I know is that if they try to take us backwards, the Republican Party is going to be wiped out, either by a third party or Democrats. The era of white, stuffy, country club Republicanism is over. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.